I'm Trace Ellis at the state capitol in Olympia with your 12th District Legislative Update. With me now is Senator Brad Hawkins. Governor Inslee gave his State of the State speech this week. What's your reaction?
Well, I think the State of the State speech is always one where the governor gets an opportunity to lay out his legislative agenda and his priorities. Fortunately, our state of Washington economy has been very strong, and that's been positive. But the governor focused primarily on homelessness, affordable housing, and transportation, clean transportation in particular. And I think those are good priorities. I guess one of the things I question is the governor's approach for how to address the housing, you know, given our record revenues in our state and the additional priorities and spending that we've already occurred in the past several years. I'm a bit surprised now that the governor, to address homelessness, wants to dip into the budget stabilization account, or what's known as our rainy day fund, in order to do that. I think it'd be best to build up that reserve account for the state and help mitigate for a future potential economic downturn rather than dip into it. Although I do agree that the homelessness issue is certainly important throughout the state, especially for many of my colleagues in Western Washington.
You have a bill that adds hydropower to the list of renewable energy sources that get tax exemptions. What's the status of that bill and why is it important?
Well, I'm really excited about that bill. That's Senate Bill 6012, and it relates to a renewable energy tax incentives. And it's important because the state of Washington last legislative session extended tax preferences to all sorts of clean energy sources, wind, solar, geothermal, wave tidal energy, but not hydropower. And hydropower provides a substantial base amount of energy in our state, and it really helps all these other non-hydro renewable resources be successful. And so I really think that we should create the same incentives for the hydro system, just as a matter of fairness, as we do for all the other clean energy sources. I am a huge supporter of clean energy, but I just think we should make sure that our premier renewable resource of hydropower is treated the same way. The status of the bill is it was approved last session in the Senate Ways and Means Committee, and this session has been referred back to the Rules Committee, so it's a bill that's still technically alive for consideration. I posted an amendment to it earlier this week, and I'm hopeful that we will get the bill pulled from that Rules Committee and considered early on this session in the full Senate so that it can be advanced over to the House of Representatives for a fighting chance this year.
With your 12th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia with Senator Brad Hawkins.